The investigation into the Paris and Brussels attacks continues, but evidence is already emerging that the terror network behind the attacks may be much more extensive than previously thought. My BBC colleague Sikander Kermani is just back from Belgium, and he's made a documentary about the man believed to be the network's mastermind. Abdelhamid Abaoud was his name. He was killed during a police raid in Paris last November, 5 days after the attacks in the French capital.
He grew up in an area of Brussels called Molenbeek. It's an area with high levels of unemployment and a large Muslim population. I spoke to one of his friends once, and he told me that even before he became radical, he was quite—he was the kind of person who liked to fight, basically. Mm. He was somewhat attracted to the macho glamour of that. He ended up in a kind of part of a network of jihadi extremists in Belgium, many of whom went over to Syria. But then when he was there in Syria, he seems to have kind of grown into not just an ordinary foreign fighter, you know, the likes of which there are many from Europe, but someone with a fairly senior position.
What did he do in that role as a senior kind of ISIS member?
Well, we've seen the interrogations of some returning ISIS fighters who came back to Europe from Syria. And one of them describes Abaoud as having a role within a kind of a core central group of IS, which is called the Amniyat. It's like an internal security force. It has two roles. One of it is to detect spies within IS. The other role is to basically launch attacks on the West, a kind of external operations wing. And according to this testimony of this fighter, Abaoud was one of the top figures in this group, and he would sign off on projects to attack the West. And we saw, for example, that he masterminded an attempt to attack the West that took place in early January 2015, but it was foiled when police in Belgium moved in on a safe house in the town of Verviers.
2015 was a really crazy year for all this. It seemed like the security services were just a few steps behind Abaoud and his network. How close did authorities come to actually stopping him?
Well, the authorities were realizing ever since the attempts in Verviers in Belgium in January 2015, when the authorities had, through telephone intercept evidence, discovered Abaoud's role, the authorities started realizing what a dangerous figure he was. And throughout the summer of 2015, the intelligence services began receiving reports that he was trying to obtain European passports for fighters to send them back into Europe, that he had kind of a renewed intent to attack the West. And there were a number of kind of, let's say, not missed opportunities, but times when the intelligence services were kind of just one or two steps behind him. For example, in January 2015, through telephone intercept evidence, they almost caught up with him in Greece. But by the time they pinpointed his exact location, he had managed to flee. And then he manages to escape back into Syria. He boasts about the fact that he was able to evade the intelligence services in the IS official propaganda magazine.
As you say, he set up this whole network of training for militants with European passports to go back and attack. How big is that network that he set up?
Well, I think what we're realizing now and what the authorities are realizing now is that the network that was behind the Paris attacks is actually really a lot bigger than anyone initially thought. And that it includes, you know, people who play supporting roles, logistic roles. And the current thinking seems to be that actually the attacks we saw in Brussels on Tuesday were a part two of the Paris attacks, basically. It was carried out by a second part of the same cell. So what we're seeing is that more and more figures are emerging and more links are being brought out. Many of them are going back to Abaoud.
My BBC colleague Sikander Kermani, who's been telling us about the man identified as a mastermind behind the network of militants responsible for recent attacks in Europe. Sikander, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.